So I'm Mitch Belton.
Shelley Menalasino.
From The Deciding Mind. We're here with
Meg Clixby from Taxter and Spingerman Gallery, based in New York.
That's in Manhattan.
It is. It's okay. In Chelsea.
And you're in Hudson because you like it here, yes?
Yes, I do. Actually, I lived up here for about a year, temporarily, for a job a few years back. But this was, I think, not a Hudson as an idea. It was a really nice chance for everybody to get out of the city. You know, get together. Yeah, get together. You know, the summer tends to be such a slow time of year in the gallery world anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cities can be hot.
You're a mid-sized gallery in New York?
I would say that. I would say that.
Of NADA as being startup galleries.
Younger galleries in general. We just finished our 8th season.
Uh-huh.
Taxter and Spingerman was a part of the gallery, NADA, early on. So there is a lot of affinity between NADA and a lot of these galleries, because not all of these are that young either. But, you know, in the span of ages, you know, 8 or 9 years is not that old for a gallery, really. There's a lot of galleries, granted, that are much younger and last for less time, but they all started from somewhere, and a lot of them started around the time that NADA began. So
how did you choose to bring this artist?
Who is this artist?
This is Max Schumann, who is a New York-based artist. I think that his ethos really fit in with NADA Hudson in its concept.
Let me describe it. There are 4 piles of cardboard illustrations. Each pile has about 10?
10, that's right.
Not illustrations, paintings, excuse me.
10 paintings in each pile.
And each pile looks similar. They all have what looks like a 3/4 view of a car on top in a blue, black, white motif. And they're hand-painted, and they're on cardboard, and the price of each piece is on them. I'm looking at $50, which is quite a bargain in the art world, isn't it?
The price is always right with the Max Schumann painting.
The price is right. 50 bucks, that's right. And the thing is that you're not compelled to buy one, you're compelled to buy several.
The set is 10. You know, there was someone earlier on today who bought all 4 of one image. So they will have, you know, they'll have that set.
So nobody can buy a complete set again.
Oh.
You had your chance.
I actually am a victim because I've been looking at this pile and wondering about it. We actually chose some art from a different pile. But I don't think I've ever seen this before, actually, a pile of images that look exactly the same and a serial.
How has the work gone over here?
Really great. You know, one of the things that I think is fun about having his work here, you know, it's such a laid-back atmosphere in general, but it's tactile work. You can really look through it, and that's not so common that you can touch art. You can touch paintings and go through them and sort of have that experience of them.
And mix them up if you want.
And, well, if you mix them up, I'm going to put them right back in order again. But, I mean, one thing is that the order, all of the paintings are in each stack are in the same order, but it was left up to me to choose what order they were put in. So I didn't purposely build a narrative out of the images, but I think it sort of came off that way. You know, I was wanting to trade in and out some ones that kind of had similar themes, and I built that accordingly.
And did you say it had something to do with the TV?
Oh, sure. So the source material of these paintings are film stills that the artist took of his television as card commercials were playing. So some of the framing that you see in each of the paintings is his actual television set. So they function as a framing mechanism or device for the paintings. So somebody actually bought one earlier on today, of a commercial that they've seen a million times, and they said, I hate this commercial so much. And that was the one that they wanted.
Which commercial? Well,
there was some, when I looked through
it, it was one of the Jeep Cherokees.
Oh. It's also cardboard art on a cardboard box.
That's right.
We're going to have to wrap up here. We got music in the background.
Okay, we got sound art again.
Yeah, we sure do. And performance art.
Uh-oh. All right. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you so much.